The clear backpacks at Rich Neck Elementary are something retired teacher Natalie Poss has been advocating. A decade ago, Poss was a school teacher in Bremerton, Washington, where she witnessed a shooting by an 8-year-old. And Natalie joins us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Briefly, what happened in your classroom that day?
It was a typical day. Actually, we had extra cookies from a party from before. I told everyone who was ready to go home, they would get a little treat. And of course, my student, Amina Kosher Bowman, was the first to comply. She had her backpack on, and as I'm passing out cookies, I hear a loud noise. And it was a big sound that the kids thought was a balloon popping, and I noticed the kids jumped, but Amina slumped down. So I went over to her, and I realized when I saw the blood coming out of the sleeve in her arm that something terrible had happened to her. And I just gave an overall command to the students. I said, everyone needs to leave the room. Amina's been hurt, so everyone needs to leave the room and get help. And when I was able to get her to lay down and opened up her zipper on her jacket, I saw this massive amount of blood. And then at that point, I realized something horrific had happened. Lifting up her shirt, I saw that she had a hole in her side. I was talking to her calmly. I put my hand over her hole to cover up her wound. And it took probably 5 minutes for the medics to arrive. They weren't sure they were going to be able to get her out of my room alive. Wow. She survived the gunshot wound. She still has the bullet in her spine. I went down and saw her graduate high school. She is a miracle. It was a hollow point bullet, so when it went through the backpack, the plastic kept the bullet from fully expanding, but she did have a considerable hole in her side. It went through the elbow bone and stopped in her abdomen. The boy was out of school for the rest of the year. He had counseling, and a retired teacher from the junior high tutored him in reading and math. And after a year, he was allowed back in school. He went to a different school. And that this event has stayed with me my whole life. I've never quite gotten over with this event that happened. And I think the children in my classroom also never got over this.
How did the shooting happen, as far as you know?
Well, right now in Washington State, children can bring all kinds of things to school in backpacks. This boy brought a gun to school in his backpack, and I was not checking backpacks. In Washington State, we have code prohibiting teachers from looking into the personal belongings of students, which I think is a mistake. I think not only should teachers have the authority to look in backpacks, I think it should be expected every day when students come in the classroom, teachers know what they're bringing into the room. I was not checking backpacks. No one was.
The shooter, this boy, was arrested, charged, and as I understand it, appeared in court in an orange jumpsuit, and he told the judge tearfully he could not understand the court documents he was being asked to read. The charges were dropped after he agreed to counseling, and he wrote a heartbreaking apology. Mm-hmm. He wrote, I made a bad choice. Yes. I was sad, scared, and afraid, and I did not solve my problem well. Do you know what happened to him?
I'm pretty sure he didn't finish school. I heard through a couple of other students that things were not going so well. He had a very, very challenging home environment. Both of his parents had been in and out of jail. There are just so many cases of kids that I don't think are supervised properly, and they get access to things. He did not mean to hurt anyone. But I think a lot of children, if they see a loaded weapon laying around, they will pick it up. It hasn't gotten any better since Columbine. And these kids coming to school need to have as much protection as possible. And one way to do that is to allow teachers to look in backpacks. I do not think it is proper to expect a teacher to have a weapon. I think that's absolutely wrong. I am not opposed to looking into the possibility of possibly maybe having an office manager or someone who is not directly associated with the children every day, maybe carrying a concealed weapon in the event of an outside intruder trying to break into a school. My situation, of course, was not like that. It's hard to get my head around it, but this is the world that we're living in the United States.
That's Natalie Poss, a retired teacher in Washington State. Natalie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.